Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest, Pablo Figueroa. And what I wanted to cover now, you had mentioned it briefly, but I wanted to go into a little bit more detail because you spend a lot of time in your educational experience. And after that, you know, given a lot of time to this particular area, which is conflict resolution. You were mentioning to me that there was a recent conversation with somebody relatively sophisticated in terms of what's been happening in the chamber, and that there are these tools that are available and this educational development over many years. Tell us about that conversation and tell us how you view this whole area of conflict resolution as an opportunity for the Puerto Rico community and the Puerto Rico business.
Thank you for the opportunity to really, because that, as you know, that's one of my passions. It's negotiation and conflict resolution. And I think, if I may add, I think conflict resolution is the industry that is growing the fastest in the world.
A lot of conflict, that's for sure.
Okay, and Puerto Rico is no exception. So I think we at the Chamber of Commerce, we have a golden opportunity now to really bring that topic to a very important place now. For example, I was talking to a good friend today, and I told he underscored, Pablo, how are you going to face and all these challenges with this new position as president? I said to my friend,
challenges from people that may want to sabotage you, or may want to create conflicts or things like that have happened.
Yes. Let me tell you, conflict is an inherent process of our lives. From my perspective, you cannot solve conflict. You can manage conflict constructively. Okay. And it's like a venting. That's part of the process.
Yeah, if you don't have conflicts, often you cannot have improvement. You cannot have results.
Of course.
Otherwise, you're just two dead people on both sides.
Of course. And you know what? If you deny conflict, if you repress conflict, if you repress controversy, if you repress different points and perspectives, what you're doing, as a matter of fact, is exacerbating conflict. So that said, I told this friend of mine, there's a 50, as you know it, also Jorge, there are 50 years of research, of formal training all over the world in conflict and negotiation resolution, which has anthropological, social, economic, psychological components. And that's that wealth of information. Through your committee, you will bring it to bear, and so we can all be exposed to that information and to developing skills, developing knowledge, acquiring knowledge to really address, face, solve, and manage controversy and disputes and conflicts in a very constructive way.
Now, I know at one moment we talked about during the course of our dialogue that there were moments of transition where you decided you had to take a certain amount of course, or you had to, you know, once you went to Syracuse, once you went to, but one of them was in conflict resolution. You went to the Fletcher School of Diplomacy.
Of course.
And you spent about a year, was it?
A year.
And it was basically conflict and with the MIT, the Harvard, at the Fletcher School of Diplomacy. And I think the idea that we have in mind, because of our joint role of having dealt with the Boston community, let's sort of say, because my son went to Tufts and I went to Harvard, and I went to the Harvard Negotiation Project, is to bring these people and these skills to Puerto Rico. And I study and teach at the University of Puerto Rico. So we're hoping that we have a collaboration. You and I believe a lot in collaboration.
Of course.
A collaboration with the Chamber, University of Puerto Rico Law School, and the Harvard Negotiation Project and MIT, and bring to bear these tools and these areas of that have developed so fantastically. And so we look, I think, we look at the the division that has taken place in the chamber as an opportunity,
oh, yeah,
an educational opportunity.
It's a golden opportunity, Jorge, and it's a golden opportunity not only for the chamber, but for the rest of Puerto Rico, because I think what we need is go from ideas to action, but action entails that you have the appropriate skills, competencies, and attributes, and knowledge to really add value from differences and control your ego, control your emotions, separate the problem from the person, and that's a new paradigm. And for example, at Fletcher, I was exposed not to business conflict, but to war conflict, where people are killed, and how can you reconcile really bad wounds and revenge and that sort of really bad blood.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, of course, that we're having so much in Puerto Rico, and recently in a program, I had a live program, and I was talking about the murders that we're having and the role of forgiveness and taking out revenge, and yet how we have to do the combination. We have to impose and prosecute and bring the people to the criminal elements to the courts and have them jailed if that's necessary in compliance with the law. And yet we have to, as individuals, separate ourselves and not become revengeful and sick and look at it in a perspective that's healthier in terms of the overall, you know, benefits for our society. So it's a fascinating topic of
and also, for example, there's so many mechanisms, there are so many strategies that are available. For example, establishing the difference between positional bargaining and negotiating in a mutual gains approach between integrative and distributive, and I'm here talking technical terms, but it's about joint fact finding, it's about sharing power, it's about listening, it's about accepting mistakes, it's about, and some people say, if you negotiate, that means you're weak. I'm not saying that, no, on the contrary. Negotiating means that you will defend your interest, you know, strongly, and your conviction, and you will not see one inch on your convictions, but also you will add value and try to satisfy both of your adversary's needs and your needs. So I'm not saying that negotiating is relinquishing your needs, relinquishing or being an appeaser. I'm not saying that. I mean, it's respecting other people and requesting other people to respect yourself.
Right. So, you know, with those great words, we bring this program to a close.
Fascinating,
Pablo, thank you.
Thank
you for joining me, Pablo. And I wish my listeners, as always, less stress, less conflict, and may you have a good week and have a good day. So take care. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.